From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The White House is now saying that certain conditions must be met in agreeing to face-to-face talks between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the U.S. is operating from a position of strength.
Look, what we know is that the maximum pressure campaign has clearly been effective. We know that it has put a tremendous amount of pressure on North Korea.
Now, however, Sanders said the president will not have the meeting without seeing concrete steps and concrete actions by Pyongyang.
And they have made some major promises. They've made promises to denuclearize. They've made promise to stop nuclear and missile testing. And they've recognized that regular military exercises between the U.S. and its ally, South Korea, will continue.
The White House is insisting that Mr. Trump's surprise acceptance to meet with Kim by May resulted from months of preparation that involved relevant U.S. government agencies. The top United Nations human rights official called for the U.N. General Assembly to refer alleged atrocities committed against the Muslim Rohingya minority in Myanmar to be referred to the International Criminal Court for prosecution.
What I have said is that it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me in the least if a court were to make that finding in the future.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein also urged Myanmar's government to allow monitors into Northern Rakhine State to investigate. White House officials say U.S. President Trump will attend the Summit of the Americas in Peru this April. The regional summit, which began in 1994, is seen as the leading forum for the United States to influence events across the region. The decision ends speculation that tense relations between the U.S. and some of its southern neighbors could cause Trump to miss the summit. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson arrived in Kenya Friday as part of his 7-day visit to Africa, on the same day that President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga met and vowed to reunite the country after about 100 people were killed during last year's elections, primarily in clashes between the opposition and security forces.
This is a very positive step in our view, and while we know addressing Kenya's ethnic and political divisions will take some time and effort, today, both of these men showed great leadership.
Although the secretary suggested that the situation in the country is not perfect.
We believe that there are actions that need to be taken in Kenya and that they need to correct certain actions like shutting down TV stations and threatening the independence of the courts.
Kenya Cabinet Secretary for Foreign Affairs Monica Juma said the shutting down of TV stations was a highly isolated incident.
So the notion that there is a restriction of the media in Kenya is actually not backed by fact and reality.
She said the incident only affected 3 of tens of TV stations in the country. Heavy fighting near Syrian town of Ghouta impeded initial efforts to get the aid to its intended recipients. In less than 2 weeks, the Syrian army has retaken nearly all of the farmland in eastern Ghouta under cover of near ceaseless shelling and airstrikes, leaving only a dense sprawl of towns still under the insurgent control. The war monitor, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, on Friday gave a death toll of 950 civilians in the campaign. Meanwhile, the regional director of the International Committee of the Red Cross said he was taken aback by the fighting that broke out despite guarantees from the parties involved in this conflict that humanitarian aid could enter the towns of Douma and eastern Ghouta. The ICRC finally managed to deliver the food and other supplies for 12,000 people during a pause in the fighting. British police said around 21 people have had medical treatment after a nerve agent attack on an ex-Russian spy. A chemical weapons specialist described to Sky News the effects of that nerve agent.
The symptoms would have crept up on them slowly, but they would have come to a point where they had to go and sit down because their muscles are starting to seize up.
Sergei Skripal and his daughter remain critically ill and in the hospital. Another police officer who tried to help Skripal and his daughter during the incident in the southern English city of Salisbury is also ill. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.